This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A word now about food, seafood to be precise. It is very big business, but there are only so many fish in the sea, you know, which is an economic problem and an environmental challenge as well. Lee Vandervoo writes about it in her new book. It is called The Fish Market. Lee, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me the story, would you, of how this book came to be?
Sure. I had just written a story about seafood and was in a bar with a bunch of writers loudly complaining about how I was never going to do it again. Somebody heard me and bet me on the spot one beer that they could get me to do it. And they started telling me about a new policy push to make seafood more sustainable in America and how it was starting to have some really significant downstream consequences for coastal communities and people who fish.
Long story short, you lost the beer, right?
I lost that bet, yeah. It was worth it.
Do me a favor, would you, and define a term for me, because it's kind of at the root of this whole book, this idea of catch share.
Sure. The U.S. enforces limits on how many fish can come out of the water, and they do it to make sure that the fish that come out in any given year can be there again next year or in 20 years. A catch share is a means of enforcing that cap. And what it is to take the pie of all the fish that can be caught in a given year, if you will, and slicing it up and giving the pieces away in ownership to individuals and corporations that qualify.
So I could, you know, if in theory I could buy into this market, I could buy the rights to 250,000 pounds of pollock or whatever it is.
If you got a deep enough pocket, you can.
Right. The problem, though, at least as I gather from your book, is that these rights then become privatized. What was supposed to be a communal health of the ocean thing has become an economic device.
Yeah, indeed it has. You know, the idea was give fishermen a stake in the ocean and they'll become conservationists, but it was a bit of a gamble. It was like giving 100 people houses and betting everybody's going to cut their grass. You just don't really know. And the effect has been kind of mixed. Some people became the good stewards that conservationists envisioned when they pushed this policy in America, and a lot of people just became landlords.
This transition to catch shares, has it been transparent to the consumer? I mean, you know, 30 years ago, if I went to the freezer aisle and got some fish sticks, is it a different experience for me today? It's basically the same deal, right? No?
I don't know that the transition has been terribly transparent. I think that there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, fishermen leading better lives and being more deeply rewarded for the work that they do. And I think that that's true for people who became inheritors of the resource. The ones that are still out there fishing, they definitely do get paid better. They're safer because the industry has slowed down through this method of pre-assigning who gets to catch what. And it definitely is ecologically cleaner to pre-assign the catch. But the private property piece, that's the piece that nobody talks about. I mean, in any other natural resource industry in America, say timber or mining, we do this through leasing. We don't do it by giving people ownership over the resource. And it's that ownership that is creating these downstream consequences for so many people. You know, it used to be that if you were a fisherman and you wanted to grow in your industry, you know, you just get better at it and you would over time be able to afford your own boat, afford your own equipment, afford the licenses to go fishing. Now you got to own, you have to be able to afford the access to the ocean, which is tremendously expensive. So, you know, the next logical inheritor of the resource is no longer the fisherman. It's investors, it's corporations, it's entities that are moving the economic benefits of fishing further and further away from coastal towns.
Great line in the acknowledgments, which, to be fair, you credit to Rick Lyman at the New York Times. People don't care about fish or fishing. They care about seafood. That's kind of what underlies this whole thing, right?
Yes, indeed. People care about what they eat, maybe not so much about the person that brings it to them. But maybe they should. You know, this is a pretty significant trend here in this nation. And we've seen a lot in the last election, people talk an awful lot about what has happened to workers in the heartland. We're not really talking about what's happening to workers in coastal communities. And right now, that halibut that's costing $28, $30 a pound in the Whole Foods case, the guy that goes and catches that is paying up to 75% of the revenue of that trip to a landlord. That's a problem.
It's a book called The Fish Market by Lee Vandervoo. Lee, thanks very much.
Thank you for your time.